here on the Good Day program as we field our way through a lot of issues, a lot of questions, a few answers, a little yada yada, hoota hoota. The program is brought to you in part today by HGTV's own Property Brothers. Man, are they promoting the heck out of this, Kenny? Brother.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Versus Brother, which is a premiere on Sunday night at 9 Central, 10 Eastern. I decided I wanted to do that backwards because it's tiring to hear the same thing over and over again, right? Doesn't it sound more interesting? The Sunday night broadcast will be on the air at 9 Central, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
And I bet everybody in the central time zone likes that.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it for those in the central time zone listening to the Good Day program.
Woo-hoo.
Jennifer Horn got sunburned. Or was she in a leg wrestling match? Something happened that has kept her from being in our presence.
I think it was a combination.
It may have been both of those things, right. The Good Day program with the good news. Let's start out the program in this hour with what the Senate is doing. Ready to offer students a better deal on their college loans.
Yay.
It could be that they fix the problem for now, but higher interest rates may be in the future. The Senate is probably going to vote today on a bipartisan compromise that heads off the increase for returning students. Could be a good deal for students through the 2015 academic year, but then the interest rates are expected to climb above where they are now. Under the deal, all undergraduates would borrow at 3.85%. Graduate students would have access to 5.4%. Parents would be able to borrow at 6.4%. These rates climb as the economy improves. The reason they are where they are versus, let's say, what you can buy a mortgage for, which is around 4%, is that there's no security. This is like a credit card. So they justify their rates by saying that, you know, the only way they have of collecting the money is coming after you and hoping that you will honor your promise to pay them back, and they have a lot of loans in default, and therefore they need to charge more money for the interest. And I kind of get that. Don't like it, but it is the reality is there are a lot of people, maybe you're one of them, that had these Stafford loans or what are they, Pell, it's a Pell grant, though, right?
Yes.
And then, yeah. Some of the graduate students, the more you spend, this is kind of the weird thing about this, the more time you spend in school to educate yourself, the more expensive it is. There are some graduate students in a doctoral program that will have to pay 10.5% on their interest for a loan to go on. So what this really is, by government fiat, this is a way of controlling who's going to school. So you hear all of these phony politicians who say, yeah, we got to get more people in college, you got to go on and get a better education, blah, blah, blah. And then through their policy, they screw you. Right? That's really what this is. If the government really believed in education, and I'm not suggesting this is what I would support, because I don't think the government should be involved in these loans at all. I think you get them on your own, frankly, or in some way, shape, or form. Make it. The government policy is all about, that's what the income tax is about, the deductions. It's all aimed at controlling what you do with your money. You may not think that's the case, but that's the case. They are controlling what you do with your dough, how you spend it. Your value system is dependent on what the government is willing to do. You are the government, but yet you get screwed by the government every day of your life, and this is just another example of it. So the reason that they at first put this in was because they wanted to reduce the deficit by $715 million over the next 10 years. They've been tinkering with all kinds of things. But then the more you look at, was it the story yesterday that we had about how much money is being thrown away by the Defense Department? Literally things that they don't want, didn't need, but yet they bought because they had the money to do it, that never get used, never get opened. And at the end of the day, we heard stories about people who had been in the service that were ordered to take new things, whatever they, some of them were computers, and when they're in the middle of the ocean, they throw them out of the ship. Just throw them out. They've never been used, never been opened, and yet because they needed to spend the money. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's so fraudulent, so outrageous. These people should be hung up by their toes in the yardarm. right? This is your hard-earned money that they're frittering away, and yet they need to sequester so you can have more money wasted like this? It's the priorities here are whacked. You get back to it. Well, I started this was supposed to be good news, though. But it turned that around. Okay. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry, because I think people need to know the story, frankly. Right? The story behind the story. And there it is. 888-302-3684. You can follow us on Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com, Good Day Show. Ken Kessler is here. Thursday, the 18th of July, is upon us. And you have what sort of comments working and brewing there in that kettle that you have in your kitchen? The kettle, that stew, it's a fine fix you've mixed for us.
I'm assuming that you mean like Facebook?
Yeah, that's right.
The Facebook stew.
I was sort of elocutionizing. If there's any.
I was getting lost in the poetry.
Ah, yes.
Conversation on our
roses are red, violets are blue. When I think of information, I think of you.
Was that for that's so sweet. Very nice. On the Good Day Show Facebook page, some conversation about stand your ground laws. Alan says they're good laws. When victimized by thugs, we should not be expected to retreat and allow them to take advantage of us. We should be able to fight fire with fire. Mm. Anyone attacks me, they'll wish they hadn't.
Wow.
And Mike says it's a good law, though that's not the law Zimmerman relied upon. And that's true. He didn't rely upon that. It was the judge who told that to the jury before they went out. That was part of the instructions to consider the stand your ground law if they felt that was part of his self-defense. This is not what the defense said. It's what the judge said because it's a Florida law.
Right. The story that has seemed to capture most people's attention, the ramifications, the aftermath of the Zimmerman trial and the verdict, people who are in the jury have said they want to be left alone. It's interesting that there have been a lot of statements issued. This juror, B-37, must be a character and a half. I don't know how else to describe her. She's certainly been everywhere and has been the focus of a lot of attention. She said that she had been forced to come up with a verdict. The suggestion was she wouldn't have come up with a verdict had there been another way for her to go. And I guess the rest of the jury kind of saying that too, Kenny, in a sense, aren't they?
Yeah, there really was no other choice given what the laws are and given what the prosecution could really prove.
Hmm.
That not guilty was the only thing that they could come up with.
Yep. All right. So let's pause for a moment here, and then we'll come back with continuing focus on. I'm stuck on this because I found something in the last half hour that makes me want to talk a little more about Mr. Zimmerman and the case and Florida and the law. All right, so stand by 15 minutes after the hour. Certainly your thoughts welcome in here. Have we had enough of this or not? Maybe there's just a little smidge more of it that has value. 888-302-3684. How are you looking and feeling about how you look? Your hair, is it good? Fine. If you have full head of hair, happy with it, the next 60 seconds, you can take a nap. But for those of you who don't have a fulfilling, literally and figuratively, head of hair, perhaps you'd like to listen in, pay attention to this awesome news about a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It's a natural hair thinning therapy, which turns around the thinning into thickening. So then it becomes a natural hair thickening therapy. There are reports on reports on reports. People who have used Provia, it's all natural, works for them very well. Safer colored hair, safer treated hair. If you've had thinning hair for years, you want to thicken it up, you want to grow more, then Provia is your all-natural choice to do that. Provia offers results, and those results are guaranteed, and if you don't get the results you want, you get your money back. That's pretty solid, isn't it, huh? 800 800-525-8319 is the number. 800-525-8319. You get a free month supply of Provia with your order. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get a free upgrade to Rush Shipping. An extra special surprise will come to you as well. The important thing is your hair will be thicker, and it'll be growing back again because Provia cleans out the pores that have been plugged up, opens up the chance for the hair to grow back there again. It's a wonderful scenario, and you're going to love the results. 800-525-8319 for Provia. 800-525-8319.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's A-Plus Savings Sale, Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jonathan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
888-302-3684. Alada is in northern Florida with a thought on the Stand Your Ground law. You think it's good?
Yes, I do. I grew up in Miami, and as I said to your screener, we didn't have a lot of the crime until after the Mary Alito boat lift, so it wasn't all black people. We didn't have a lot of problems, except in Liberty City, which is considered the black ghetto over there. Neighbors in different parts of Miami, it's a melting pot. We have people from all over, everywhere, but I now live in North Florida, and we're having crime coming up here, and more people. We're locking doors. We're having weapons, and, yes, Stand the Ground law is good, and I believe in it. And people who have guns generally are trained in them, especially around here. People are hunters.
Generally, that's true. Yep, there are a lot of people who have had good training in them, but I guess the question comes on what happens if we have somebody who's not. I'll have to leave it there. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 21 after on Good Day.
A simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is the weather forecast brought to you by Barry Gordy and Motown Records. How do you like me and my voice? My disc jockey voice, Kenny.
Mary nice.
Always says she can hear the difference in my voice when I'm doing that music radio. Music Radio 95 XKS. This is a terrible one size. This is not stereo. Where'd you get this version of the song, Michael?
This Our is, trusty library.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen to it. It's half of the...
Find a new one.
Huh?
I'll find a different one.
See if we can find a better one. Meanwhile, sweltering temperatures have stretched across pretty much the entire country, and there isn't much sign of relief before the end of the week. Every state in the union except Alaska, New Mexico, and Hawaii were in the 90-degree category yesterday. And I guess there's a cold front that's over the plains now. East
All
Coast
right, how about
will
this one?
Have a little... Thank you. Hit the other switch. Heat wave, yes, the heat wave. Let's have a little fun here. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. During this portion of the program every day, usually we dig into the vault from last night. The comedians, late night comedians that host these shows, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, with some fun.
All right, it was announced yesterday by the Mexican government that they have finally captured and arrested Miguel Morales. Okay, that's the leader of the Zeta cartel, one of the most feared drug gangs in the country. Now, he was arrested with two accomplices, and that means, ladies and gentlemen, there's now a major power vacuum, and some of the lower-level cartel members have had to step up to sort of fill the hole. Well, frankly, I think they're starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel with some of these new cartel guys. Check it out. Guys like Vicente Fanny Pack Gutierrez, Pablo Spa Treatment Juarez, Eduardo Too Many Mustaches Alvarez, Hector Tiny Gun Morales. It hasn't affected his attitude at all. Esteban I Can Smuggle Almost Anything Perez. Manny used to model for a popular brand of hot sauce, Dominguez. Juan keeps accidentally CCing the DEA Castillo. Hector obsessed with cosplay Sandoval. Tony allergic to cocaine Ortega. And finally, Miguel, clearly an undercover DEA agent, Sanchez.
Well, everyone over in Greatman, very excited, waiting for news of the royal baby, when the royal baby will arrive. And listen to this. You know, this shows you the royals really are different than you and I. Like when Kate's water does break, I understand it'll be sparkling.
It's amazing.
Well, the whole country's on baby watch, kind of like the NBA on Father's Day. You know, it's that kind of excitement.
Hey, how about Edward Snowden? You know who I'm talking about, Edward Snowden?
Not, yeah.
This is a guy who worked for the NSA in Hawaii, had a stripper girlfriend, and then goes to Hong Kong, leaks a million different secrets, and now he's living at the Moscow airport. Anybody ever spent any time at the Moscow airport?
Well.
You guys been there? Hey, I mean, it's crazy. He's been there for about a month. He is scorned. Edward Snowden scorned. No home to call his own. No safe harbor. I mean, it's like being an old George Clooney girlfriend.
Some big news out of England today. Queen Elizabeth officially legalized gay marriage in Britain. That's right. Or as she put it, you know, it doesn't always have to be tea and crumpets. Sometimes it could just be two crumpets. That means. That's right, gay marriage is legal in the UK, which is why today Camilla asked Charles, so I can take off this dress now?
So, speaking of George Clooney, the rumors suggested that he and Stacey Keibler broke up because she wanted to have a baby. She was on Good Morning America yesterday, Kenny, and said, no such thing. It's the last thing on my mind. I don't even think about that right now. That wasn't what we were discussing. She didn't say what they were discussing, but she said what they weren't discussing. So that puts an end to that horrible rumor. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Do you agree or not with the 5-4 Supreme Court decisions that basically upheld the legality and constitutionality of gay marriage?
The court is so polarized now on social political issues that Justice Kennedy becomes the one person who on his own essentially decides these sorts of issues. Now, he got it right with DOMA. A great day for equality in America, even though it was a close decision.
And I expected DOMA to be struck down, and, and I think it's ridiculous that the federal government can't use the various states. I mean, California wants gay marriage and Georgia doesn't, then they should be able to coexist. But they came to their conclusions and worked their way backwards. Prop 8, for people who are cheering it, they may want to step back and realize what the court just did. They've eradicated direct democracy in the country.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution.
We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Three after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley, to the people who know me and love me, it would appear. So, Kenny, you can call me either Doug or Dudley, whichever you prefer. To know him is to love him. And I do, and I do. One of the biggest problems people have, I said this, was it Tuesday that I told the story about being rebirthed? People, I've gotten some comments, people who thought it was a strange conversation, or they didn't understand what I really meant. I was involved in a process called a cedar bath. And what happens in that process is that you are brought back into a stage in your life, when you are born and first years of your life to try to deal with a lot of the stuff that most people don't ever deal with in their lives. And I just decided at this point in my life that I want to kind of push away, push off, push back, get out of a lot of the crud that has been a part of my life for all of, or most of my life. And some people want to do it. Some people would be very, I had some fears about it, frankly. But now I'm feeling much better about it. And one of the things that has come up, and it often comes up on this program, because my given name is Dudley, what did I do to change it, or why did it become Doug? And it was pretty simple, actually, at the time. When I was in college at Heidelberg, I was confronted by people, not confronted in like the stand your ground thing, I'm going to get you. I was people want to find out, they want to have a nickname. When you go to college, for whatever the reason, it feels good to have nicknames. So when they heard Dudley, here's this Eastern guy, Midwestern college, all right, what do we got that we can pull out of our hat? And the easiest thing for most was to call me Dud. But as people, and my sisters have called me, and not my younger sister, my older sister calls me Dud. And so with that came Doug, because that's what people thought they heard. So when I went on the radio at Heidelberg and in Tiffin on WTTF back in 1965-66, I used Doug. Well, actually, the first time I was on the air on the station in Tiffin, I used Doug Williams, because I don't want anybody to know who I was, and Williams was my middle name is Williams, so let's do that, and then nobody, of course, will know who I am, but I had an Eastern accent, New England accent you could cut with a knife, so everybody knew it was me. And so I probably did something back then that was kind of foolish, because it did affect or infect whatever my own sense of self was, changing my name because my given name was hard or tough, or so it seemed, because people had teased me all through my years in school about my name. How many of you have had that? How many of you have had a name that affected your life. Now, if you say, oh, you got to be tough, you got to be strong. Yeah, but sometimes it takes a while. And if you don't have any support for it, then you don't really know what to think or believe. So the name, I guess when you ask yourself what's in a name, a lot is in a name. When you're thinking about naming your child, not that there's anything wrong with Dudley, because there isn't. I don't even really know, and I probably should look this up. I don't even know what the origin of the word, of the name Dudley is. I know that at one point Meredith wrote down what it meant from the point of view of sort of characteristics or traits. But I don't know what the origin of it is, so I have to dig around that. You know, Kenneth is an Irish name, isn't it? What's Kenneth? Ken Kessler is here with me. Jennifer, by the way, off today because she hurt herself in a leg wrestling competition last night. what's the origin of Ken, Kenneth?
I'm not sure what the origin is. I know my mom liked the name and wanted to name me after her father, who passed away a few months before I was born, but didn't want to give me his name because it would be too sad. So she looked for a name that started with the same letter and settled on Kenneth.
Because I was named after, some people have heard this story, my great uncle Dudley Walker Morton was the commander of the USS Wahoo in the Second World War, sunk more Japanese tonnage the first half of the war than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. And he was no wimp. He was every bit the tough guy. So how it is, or well, I mean, I've sort of become, in terms of the opposite of the guy who had sand kicked in his face. Remember the old story about Charles Atlas? I'm not like that, but I'm certainly not a wimp, especially for somebody that's my age. And I take pride in the fact that I take care of myself physically, and no one would get in my face now, although everybody got in my face when I was a kid. Isn't that interesting how that all happens? But I don't want anybody else. I just kind of want to understand what's going on, and I think this is a good way to do it. Probably not for everybody, but I think questioning yourself is good. Questioning where you are, questioning what your values are, where you came from. We have these questions anyway, and most of the things that we question about ourselves have to do with our fears, have to do with what we are afraid of. You're afraid of being alone, let's say, or you're afraid of not having any money, or you're afraid of not being loved, or how many different fears can you have? You're afraid some guy's going to walk up to you with a gun in his hand and stick in your back. Thus, back to you, do Michael? What do you have?
I looked it up. There's a website, wiki.name.com, and according to this, Dudley started as a surname back in England. Named after a place. Dudley comes from an English surname meaning Dudda's Field, and it was an early English place name, so I guess it's a town in England.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. D-U-D-L-E-I-G-H.
That's not how it's spelled here.
Really?
Maybe that's how the town was spelled.
Yeah, I think that is how the town was spelled.
Okay.
Yeah, excuse me, go ahead.
So it was a surname, and then eventually it says the first use of Dudley as a first name was in the 1600s with the birth and christening of Sir Dudley North.
Really? I'm royalty, and I didn't know it. So now, Ken and Michael, from now on, you'll refer to me, please, as Sir Dudley.
Yes. Sir Dudley.
The Sir Dudley Quintet. All right, so there's a little digging around there. Hopefully it'll get you to find out more about you and your name. Why not? 20 minutes before the hour. So the acquittal of George Zimmerman for the shooting death of Trayvon Martin has triggered a lot of outrage, calls for dialogue, but whatever dialogue was triggered by some of these other shootings, speaking of doing a little research, we've spent so much time, we collectively in the country, because the news media has steered us in the direction of this Zimmerman case. And the conversation will produce no significant changes, or probably even any backlash. Al Sharpton will have his day, and he'll huff and he'll puff till he blows your house down, and that's about the end of that. But there is a very interesting new case in which a white man named Michael Dunn shot and killed a black teenager named Jordan Davis. And now Mr. Dunn is claiming self-defense. This trial is about to begin in Florida. same thing, same MO, same kind of thing, stand your ground, the doctrine of self-defense or legal redefinition of what constitutes aggressor or provocation. This stuff is going on and on and on. I made mention the other day about the, remember the subway shooter Bernard Goetz in New York, Kenny? The shooting deaths of you can find a number of examples. These two Hispanic men that were shot by a homeowner, police told him to remain in his home, but he went next door. They were walking in the neighborhood, and they'd gone next door, and he walked into the house, and he shot him. We were talking earlier about somebody crossing in your backyard. If you thought they were a threat, you could shoot him. There's a homeowner who killed an unarmed Japanese exchange student because he misunderstood the word freeze. The Japanese freeze didn't mean what this guy said. This guy said freeze, meaning stop, please. And this kid doesn't know, you know, he was not used to the English vernacular, the use of the English term, or I guess Americanized term, freeze, which means to stop. He didn't, and he got shot. So how much of this stuff goes on? I guess that's just sort of a question that I wanted to raise as we continue to talk about this. A lot of email. Here's an example of it from L.C. Godfrey. I'm a longtime listener and a big fan of your show today. This is yesterday. When you were talking about the Zimmerman ordeal, you mentioned that the president was black. It seems most people perceive that that's true, but he is actually a mulatto. Half white, half black. Right? Okay, if that's important. And I guess it is important to some. You're going to have the right information. Yep, okay, thank you for pointing that out. Kenny, what other conversations are you having about the jurors appealing for privacy? Quote, we ask you to remember that we're not public officials. We did not invite this type of attention. We served on the jury. It was highly emotional. It was a draining experience for us. Basically, leave us the heck alone. So, and I don't see there's anything wrong with that either. They're not required to. They did their job. The public required of them, so they ought to be able to blend back into society and go away.
Right. And we don't know their names anyway.
No, and it's a good thing we don't, frankly. All right, so what other things have you got comment-wise? Anything there that is going to add to the discussion?
Comments about the stand your ground laws. Mark takes issue with some of the things that we've said this morning.
Yeah.
He says it's a good law. The problem is people who have not read the law making judgments on it and listening to opinions of others who have never read it.
No, it's the problem. The problem is that people are misapplying it and using it for circumstances in which it ought not to be used. Case in point, this Japanese kid, they got shot because he didn't understand what the word freeze meant. Now, you can say, well, he shouldn't have been on my property, so you're going to shoot everybody that comes onto your property? I'd need a bazooka on my farm if I was going to shoot everybody that came on the property that I didn't invite on the property. I'd have to have a machine gun. Anyway, go ahead, Kenny.
He says that it's a common sense law, and the problem is common sense isn't common anymore, and people seem to demagogue things they don't understand. I have heard things on this show today that help. I'm not sure specifically what he's referring to, but according to the entries in Wikipedia, which is annotated to different states about the law, stand your ground is allows a person to use justifiable force in self-defense when there's a reasonable belief that they're going to be hurt, that something unlawful is going to be done to them.
So who determines what reasonable is? That's kind of like the definition of obscenity. You're never going to get anybody to agree. Reasonable is one of those words that's impossible to define, isn't
it? It also gives you the right that you have an obligation that you don't have to retreat. And if necessary, you're justified in using deadly force. And the thing with the Zimmerman case, while their defense did not use this, and the judge did mention it to the jury for their consideration, everybody seems to believe that Trayvon jumped this guy and started beating him up, and there's no proof of that.
There isn't any.
We don't know what happened when they met up and how this altercation began. There's nothing that we don't know that Zimmerman didn't start it, that he didn't just push him around. We have no idea what exactly happened.
For the first time yesterday, I began to feel sorry for Zimmerman. I haven't felt so. I don't think he's a very bright man, but that's not a reason for him to have to suffer for the rest of his life for something that he did because of whatever his beliefs were, however he was taught to believe the way that he did. It's a societal thing. It's not just an individual thing. And he will pay for it with his life. It may not be in prison, and he won't be killed, but his life will never be the same because of what he did based on his beliefs. Where did those beliefs come from? How did he happen to be thinking what he was thinking about this hooded black kid who was walking across his turf? Do you know what I mean? It's a forever thing with him. I don't think he needed to go to jail. He's in jail. He will be in jail for the rest of his life.
And yeah, however, he's in a kind of prison no matter where he goes.
Right. Yeah, he's going to be the same. He and Snowden should become roommates someplace in Ethiopia, because that's about the only place there either of them are going to find any peace. You agree?
Sure. Yeah. I can't imagine where he could go or what he could do. This is going to follow him and haunt him everywhere.
Yep. Trouble before the hour. This is the Doug Steffen or Dudley Steffen Good Day program.
They say you get what you pay for. Meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to Geico, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, Geico's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
For those of you who are interested, Nelson Mandela turns 95 today and is actually doing better in the hospital, interestingly enough.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Now 53 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk Time presents itself, an opportunity every day for us to learn more about some facet or facets of the fascinating world of technology and how it impacts all of us, whether we use it or we don't, or to the extent that we use it or we don't, it still is there, affecting everything we do. You're listening to this program because of technology. You wouldn't be able to hear it if it wasn't for certain types of technology. Each day we present Shelley Palmer, who's a Tech Talk reporter, does a lot of speaking, lecturing, professor in this area, writes books. He's pretty smart and very observant. Today he's going to talk with you about T-Mobile's new program called Jump. Jump lets customers upgrade their phone twice a year. If that's something that appeals to you, you ought to stick around because we'll have that story in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
It's the one-day sandal spree at Old Navy. This Saturday only, all women's sandals are on sale for just $6. We have tons of sizzling styles, from strappy to slip-ons to capri. And we have enough patterns and colors to make a rainbow jealous. So skip into Old Navy this Saturday and treat your feet to the best sandal sale this summer. All women's sandals are just $6 this Saturday only at Old Navy. Sidewalks will sizzle. Valid Saturday, July 20th, in-store only, while supplies last.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, T-Mobile made waves in the mobile market recently when it ended cell phone contracts and changed the way you bought new phones. No more subsidies, but rather a down payment and small monthly installments. Its new program, Jump, takes that strategy to the next level and gives you the option to get a new smartphone twice a year. While T-Mobile customers can already buy a new phone whenever they want, they'd be on the hook for the rest of the payments on their old device. Jump waives all future payments on your old phone and lets you start fresh with a new device. For $10 a month, plus a trade-in of your old device, Jump lets you get a shiny new phone twice a year. The program won't save you much, if any, money, and you can't gift your old phones to family or friends once you upgrade. But if you want to make sure that you always have the latest cell phone on the market, hey, you might as well Jump. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wheels. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wheels.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The technology report brought to you in part by Granger, with over a million products. If they don't have it, they probably don't exist. I wonder if they sell chicken. They sell fried chicken at Granger, Kenny? You know? Let's call them and find out.
I don't know.
Better yet, click on Granger.com. Stop by one of their branches. See if you can get a fried chicken. I don't know why. I've just gone down Silly Street. Granger, for the ones who get it done, get it, got it, good. Get the chicken. Chicken of the day. Bok, 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 bok at Granger.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $149 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Overstock Flooring Sale is going on now. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your big deal today.
Let me leave you with this proverb as we end the hour. Do not fear going forward slowly. Fear only stand.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?